From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A Russian-declared humanitarian ceasefire went into effect in Syria's embattled city of Aleppo Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the city. However, rebel groups in Aleppo have dismissed Russia's offer, accusing them of lying and calling the ceasefire a media stunt for public consumption. Similar humanitarian pauses have been organized by Moscow and Damascus before, but have largely failed. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people killed and 30 others wounded in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on Friday. The attack followed the overnight arrests of the leaders of the People's Democratic Party, parliament's second-biggest opposition group, and at least 11 lawmakers from the party, whose base is largely drawn from Kurds in the region. Leftists and progressives throughout Turkey were also arrested overnight. The blast took place near a police station where the lawmakers are being held. U.S. officials say an American military trainer was shot dead and 2 others critically injured by Jordanian security forces in a gun battle at an airbase Friday, correcting an earlier statement by the Jordanian military that 2 Americans had been killed. Jordan's military says the trainers were in a car that failed to stop at a gate at the Al Jafar Air Base in southern Jordan. A Jordanian officer was wounded in that gun battle. Jordan receives financial help from the U.S. and is a key ally, being a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State in neighboring Syria and Iraq. In the U.S. presidential race, the candidates from both major parties and their surrogates campaigning heavily in the states where the outcome is too close to call. With the election just 4 days away, Kathleen Hennessey of the Associated Press says Hillary Clinton is also paying close attention to her base support.
Hillary Clinton is headed to Pennsylvania and Michigan. These are states that reliably vote Democratic. Neither state has voted for a Republican since 1988. So clearly Hillary Clinton is looking for Democrats and trying to gin up some support. There are some early signs that there might be some diminished enthusiasm among African-American voters in particular. She's going to campaign in Pittsburgh and in Detroit and then end her day with a big get-out-the-vote rally with hip-hop artist Jay-Z. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is headed to New Hampshire, which is a small state and doesn't have a lot of electoral votes, but he needs every single one he can find.
A new poll has found that a great majority of voters are disgusted with the 2 presidential hopefuls, but that does not appear to have discouraged millions from voting before the election day on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Hundreds of French police began dismantling a huge migrant camp in northeastern Paris Friday amid a government effort to take at least 3,000 refugees off the streets and into shelters. French spokeswoman said this is the biggest operation sheltering migrants the country has had to face in the last 18 months.
They're going to be taken to temporary shelters in the region, in the Île-de-France region, then where they're going to rest, sleep, to try and get better, to be fed and to be taken care of on medical and psychological aspects. And then people from the administration are going to help them take care of the process of asylum.
French President François Hollande has said France will evacuate these street camps in Paris because it cannot be a long-lasting solution for migrant refugees who escape war and poverty in their countries of origin. Embattled South Korean President Park Geun-hye apologized for the second time in the address to the nation Friday in an effort to stem increasing pressure on her to resign over a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration. An investigation into a multi-million-dollar influence peddling scheme allegedly organized by a longtime friend of the president has left her increasingly isolated and powerless and forced some top aides to resign to face possible criminal indictments. A massive demonstration in Jakarta against the governor turned violent Friday night when protesters burned police cars and officers responded with tear gas and water cannons. More than 50,000 people marched through the capital against Jakarta's governor amid accusations that he insulted Islam when he criticized opponents who use Quranic verse in their campaigns against him. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.